Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Mindful welcome to all of you today. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and I just learned the other day now, Spotify. So there are truly more places than ever before that you can access us, and what never changes for you. And to begin today, a couple of questions. Do you feel you have a busy life and a busy mind? Do you feel overwhelmed with stress or anxiety? Now, my guest is already thinking today, hey, Carol Ann, aren't those questions from my website homepage? And you have got it. And I thank her in advance for allowing me to borrow from her excellent reflections, because indeed, they set the tone for so much of what we will share together today on the topic of mindfulness for caregivers. While I visited her resource-rich site, I also delighted in her philosophy of not wanting people to feel like they need to go to great lengths to bring mindfulness to their lives. And undoubtedly, our treasured audience can relate to that notion, feeling as we do that there is no time to spare for so-called extras in their busy days. Evidence also the wonderful guided meditation for beginners on YouTube, which I placed on my Facebook pages yesterday. Now, to give you a little background, as I like to do, leading into her invitation to be on, I mentioned during our preparatory call that I have literally had by my side her business postcard. It features calming waves, gently cresting a shore on a beach, which is actually my favorite setting, and it has the word breathe on this postcard, and I keep it on the top of my desk surface. Had it there since we briefly met at a mastermind easily 3 years ago. And I think she was surprised that I do that. Personally, I'm not, because I like to surround myself with meaningful items, not just throughout the year, but especially also on radio show day. And that's why I also bring weekly from the front of my desk to my side a gorgeous plaque gifted me by a friend who is like a sister some months ago. She knows who she is, as she is a regular listener and champion supporter. And honestly, whether it's our guests' inspirations or hers, these things coming from caring people brings me tremendous hope and courage as I do this weekly radio show in service toward beleaguered caregivers, whether they be of aging parents or relatives, friends, neighbors, colleagues, even growing families of children and grandchildren that may be surrounding them. There are a lot of contexts for caregiving. And as I did some further research to get ready for you, I would like to quote some elements from my guest's recent fantastic blog, which is called Let It be, because to me it just so captured the essence and the distinction between phrases like let it go and let it be. And she rightly indicates that with the practice of mindfulness, the term let it go, like thoughts, feelings, emotions, situations, is a common theme. True. And it makes sense when we think about being an observer with less attachment to our thoughts, feelings, and outcomes. She writes about having bumped up against this wording lately and, you know, found that when she considered, I have to let it go, sort of as a phrase, there was a part of her trying to figure out, yeah, but how do I let it go? What should I do, you know, to let it go? There's this idea that something has to be done and some part of us wants to regain control or something. And I do believe that that's true for many of us, speaking as a novice, totally, in the field of mindfulness per se. And so she's choosing right now to say, let it be. She writes, a slight difference in words and a big difference in my experience. She indicates, let it be feels softer. And it also means that she can be kind to herself when she has intense emotions or situations. And I can't think of too many other contexts in life where, with caregiving, those don't come up on a regular basis. And so the let it be says there's really nothing wrong with oneself or our experiences, and it's just a part of what we're feeling, like a feeling. And let it be allows the body to relax and promotes a sense of almost saying, phew, don't have to figure it all out. And when she recently applied these notions to her own situation, she felt enormous relief, a huge shift, felt lighter, very clear, and something within her was ready to let go. And she kind of allowed it to do its own thing by letting it be. As a coach herself, without getting too far into it, she then goes on to give us a few reflective questions, which I just adore, and talks about whenever we have a big emotion or stress-filled thinking or a difficult situation, ask ourselves, how does it feel when you think, let it go, versus how does it feel when you think, let it be? And we're encouraged to notice anything in our bodies or our minds. Either way, she gives the encouragement that we are strong, we are resilient, and we are perfectly imperfect. Now, that last one is a notion that I can afford to be reminded of approximately 1,000 times a day. Okay, I exaggerate a little, but you can see, no wonder I wanted Diane Yeo to share her calming wisdom and lived expertise for your benefit today, because she truly embodies a sense of peacefulness that I strive to embrace on those days when my alter ego, some of you know that alter ego called Warrior Woman, gets the best of me. Yeah, I get to say an LOL there. And, you know, I'm hoping with that sharing so far that this has given you a little insight into what we're about for today. By the way, without her even knowing it, we share an affinity for a pivotal book written by Louise Hay called You Can Heal Your Life, and outlining as clearly as it does the links between emotional states or beliefs or attitudes and body symptoms, never mind disease. I would say that subject too is up our alley today. However, there is lots to cover, so I will want to get her introduced to you as soon as we can possibly do that. So I'm hoping that you are thinking about her wonderful piece on Let It Be and reflecting already on how that may pertain to your life as well. So we've got a chock-a-block show on mindfulness for caregivers, and I am intending that you come away from this next hour more peaceful than ever before. So let's see what we can do toward that end. I'm reminding that we are coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And thus, this is the Conscious Caregiver that is intended to be in your service. So you're listening with Carol Ann Hamilton and soon with Diane Yeo. Stay tuned, everyone.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Prabula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Prabula, go to BonnieGPrabula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com. Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and now Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and in our first segment today, I was previewing already some aspects of how my guest, Diane Yeo, works in the realm of mindfulness, both in her own practices, and I'll bet you anything she did those this morning to get ready for today, as well as how that affects her wonderful business around coaching, speaking, and more. But let's officially welcome her by saying that Diane Yeo takes a real life approach to teaching mindfulness. And I've seen that in videos, etc. She's known and loved for her passion, clarity, and ability to keep it simple. After spending 15 years in a sales and marketing career, Diane left it all behind in pursuit of her passion. And she has been practicing mindfulness for over 25 years, plus teaching it since 2006. Recognizing the need for mindfulness to be both accessible and inspirational, Diane developed the Simply Present program, and these are effective tools for busy people with busy minds. Diane inspires people in personal and workplace settings and is available for private coaching, courses, speaking engagements, and retreats. And on that note, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver, Diane. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, Carol Ann, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you invited me to be a part of your show.
Well, we know we're going to do some great things together or be some great things together today. So why don't we start with a little bit about how you actually came to be doing your work in the world beyond what we have necessarily revealed so far?
Sure. Well, I'd say it all started about 25 years ago. I was living in Vancouver. And I did have a very busy life, very busy mind, a lot of anxiety. And my life wasn't going well. You know, I kept staying busier, my emotions kept getting more intense. And really what was happening was I was constantly looking on the outside for peace, for my self-esteem, and it got worse, the anxiety. So lo and behold, I actually signed up for a 10-day silent retreat. And wow. This is someone who, yeah, I went in, I go big, Carol. And so I went to Vancouver Island, and I was immersed in 10 days of silence, which for me, I was never silent. I never sat still. I always had stimulation. So it was one of the hardest things I had done in my life, and definitely one of the biggest transformations. After leaving there, a lot of things changed. And then obviously, you know, the journey continues. So it really started off with me recognizing that something had to change, and the change had to happen within me. The change wasn't on the outside. I always blamed things on the outside, which was very disempowering. And so it had to happen within me.
Yes, and I know that that is a key aspect of what you bring to others. We both know how powerful that is, and it sounds like that first experience with your silent retreat and what it had you realize was the start of now bringing this work to others. And I know you've had quite the journey. Peripherally, at least, regards caregiving, because I know you told me that you have more than one coaching client right now who deals with the challenges of caregiving. And when we think about an aging population where 30,000 people are turning 60 plus each single day around the globe for at least the next 10 years, we can imagine that this is going to characterize the lives of baby boomers and others, where they have the aging parents, but also their own growing families and grandchildren mm-hmm. to take care of, that whole range. So, you know, as you got more and more into this work, I would love to hear some of the challenges that you possibly encountered along the way, Diane.
Oh, boy. So I've been doing this work for 13 years. So challenges, there's been many, and the key is to persevere. I would say one of my biggest challenges was losing my father 3.5 years ago, who I love dearly and I still feel connected to. I understand firsthand how stressful it can be to see a loved one suffer. And he was in and out of the hospital constantly. Luckily for me, our whole family lives in the same city, my siblings and my parents, which was highly unusual because, you know, most people are spread out. So we were at the hospital every day, or even at his home every day. And it was very hard. And then also, like you said, you know, having a work life, having life outside of that. So it can be very draining emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. Mm-hmm. One of the hardest times, but grateful to have the tools I had. I'll have to say that.
I'll bet you that was the case, right? Because without having some kind of tools, and yours are powerful, as we know, this is really a chapter of life that can do us in. And folks, Diane and I, as with every guest, we speak beforehand to get ready for the show. This was low so many months ago, and I will say more about that later on today. But just the fact is that I didn't fully realize also that you have, you know, lived this with your father, right? So you know what our caregivers go through. And I loved your point that really everything is within us, and that at the end of the day, we who are coaches are here as much as anything else as guides to help folks tap into their wisdom and, you know, release the blocks that are holding them back. And I know you have in-depth training, Diane, and use state-of-the-art mindset tools in your own practice. So I'm looking forward to also having you bring those to us today in terms of attitudes, because I'm sure you will say to us when we get there that makes a huge difference. And never mind the doing strategies, if you would, that we will be sharing after our next break. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for already telling us a little bit about your own challenges, because I think this is important. Sometimes people could peripherally conclude that just because one is a radio guest or a show host, that one doesn't encounter things personally to work through in our lives. And it's a great role model example when we can hear from somebody that has actually applied their own tools to themselves. So just stand by, everyone, because you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Horses, mystical, present, past, and future, all in one. Wild, free, domestic, and healing for everyone. Betty Hames knows this and has put her horses to good use with Nature Connect Equine Coaching. Her mission is to help people affected by the loss of hope and trust in their lives and to rediscover the wonders of nature through nature-connected learning so they can rebuild their lives and live peacefully with newfound hope, trust, and joy. Betty Hames is also a certified elite life coach, a Washington State certified counselor, and chemical dependency professional. She is passionate about partnering nature with healing, and through horses, she sees amazing results and transformation in lives that might have otherwise been lost. Call 509-830-9225 and visit her at HamesLifeCoaching.com. Hold your horses. You're in for the ride of your life.
Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
So glad you're with us today, folks. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and now Spotify. And we're chatting today with coach, speaker, and workshop retreat leader, Diane Yeo, about mindfulness for caregivers. And in our first, quote-unquote, official segment with Diane, she was sharing some of her own journey in moving from having this constantly busy mind to learning mindfulness practices, not the least of which was through the, go big or go home, right, Diane? 10-day silent retreat and your own experiences with your dad as a caregiver. So that positions you perfectly. And I want to dive next into, based on all of those experiences, what attitudes or mindsets can you recommend to our listeners who do feel overwhelmed by the stresses of caregiving?
First of all, kindness and compassion towards ourselves, because a lot of times not only do we feel overwhelmed, then we're judging ourselves for feeling overwhelmed. Like, we should get it together, get our act together. And it's like, no, if we're feeling a feeling, if we're feeling things come up, that's natural and that's healthy and normal. And so I find a lot of, you know, I can identify with this and certainly with my clients that one of the biggest things is we're hard on ourselves. And so if we can be more gentle with ourselves as we feel, as we experience being human, it makes the journey a lot easier. Certainly, taking time, that positive attitude, and knowing that we have everything within us to get through whatever we're going through. That's the biggest thing for me. I know anything that I go through, I can access that strength and resilience within me. Mm-hmm. And when we take the time to tap into that, it becomes our experience. And it's a matter of taking time to be rather than always doing. We have to take time to be to really access that strength.
So very true, isn't it, Diane? And I love your message around kindness and compassion. And I was saying inside of myself, amen to not being so hard on ourselves, eh? And so, you know, building with any other attitudes or mindsets, because we know it always comes back to being. So there may be more being you want to share. We have the time. Certainly. Did you want to also, you know, share strategies and approaches? Just keep going with what you wanted to bring forward today, Diane.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, we have busy lives and we're constantly busy. And we actually are, we're human beings, not human doings. And very few people take time to stop and to be. And most people's minds are going nonstop, and they're either in the past or future. Mindfulness means that we're taking the time to stop. We're taking time to be aware with non-judgment. It's a mental training where we're training our mind to be more still again. Because when we were born, we were very present, right? Little children are very present. That means that's our natural state. And we've moved very far from that. Most adults, but certainly the clients I have and most adults will say, 16 waking hours, how much of that time are we present? And so mindfulness means that we're training the mind and we're stopping being present. And I know that people are very busy. And so I do like to keep it simple. And for starters, a very simple tool could be anytime we become aware we aren't present, we're present. And that's incredible because in that moment of awareness, we then have a choice. We can continue thinking and not being present, or we can actually stop, pause, take a breath, just breathe, just one breath. Because the beauty and the power of the breath is that you can only observe your breath in the present moment. We can't observe our breath in the past or the future, right? So any time that we stop and pause and take a breath, we've instantly trained our mind to be present. We've also calmed down the body. If we're dealing with emotion, if we're dealing with a lot of stress, the breath is one of the most powerful tools to slow the mind down and release stress from the nervous system. That's very simple and doable. We're not adding extra time to our day. It's not a tool that, oh my gosh, I need like 15 minutes. No, we don't. It's on the fly. Wherever we are, we can choose to stop, pause, breathe, and reconnect rather than getting busier and avoiding emotions, feelings, thoughts in our life. We're not avoiding things anymore. We're actually being present to what arises.
Well, I never quite thought of the breath that way because, you know, we have to breathe anyway. So why not make it a part of our days, you're saying? And I didn't consider till now. Yeah, you can't take a breath in the past or the future. It's only available to us now. And I know that you have your own practices because you list what you call your soul food on your excellent website. And so we know that you start your day with a sense of meditation and purpose and take time to also be in nature, to sit in silence, to have, you know, meaningful connections with others. And I especially love your end of day check-ins too, to focus on what happened, mm-hmm. what was learned, along with sources of gratitude. Gratitude, very important practice, right, Diane?
Very. Gratitude, what I love about gratitude, Carol Ann, is that we can do it at any time. It doesn't cost anything to pause and be grateful. And if I can, you know, at the end of the day, I might go through my day and my mind might scan everything that didn't go quite as well as I had planned. That's fine. Then I could also stop and go, what did go well? And science has proven that when we have a mindset of gratitude, it changes the structure of their brain and it changes things physiologically. We have more joy, you know, we have more joy and happiness. And so I like to start my day with gratitude, just checking in, you know, and it's for me, it's very, very simple things. Right when I wake up, I'm lying in bed again, focusing on the breath. And yes, the body is always breathing. The breath has been with us since the day we were born. But just focusing, thank you for this day. Thank you for another day. Thank you for my cozy bed. Whatever's going on, for me, it's very, very simple, because I'll tell you that for most of my life, I was focused on what I didn't have. I was focused on I always needed more. I was focused on the problem. And now I'm focused on the abundance. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's 100% of the time. But the beauty is, with mindfulness, we can make a change at any time.
Exactly right, Diane. With mindfulness, we can make that change. And just on that note, we'll take a perfect wee pause. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasting, and now Spotify. And so I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are, of course, listening to The Conscious Caregiver. Stand by, folks.
According to the American Nurses Association, there are approximately 3.5 to 4 million nurses in the United States. So where do all these nurses work? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of education and training help to prepare them for so many different settings? What kind of impact do nurses have on patient outcomes? The World Health Organization has announced that 2020 will be the Year of the Nurse, honoring the 200th birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale. An international initiative called Nursing Now is underway to raise the profile of nursing. The National Academy of Medicine has convened a committee to create the Future of Nursing 2020 to 2030 that will focus on how the nursing profession can create a culture of health, reduce health disparities, and improve the health and well-being of the U.S. population. Learn more and join Joyce Batchelor on All About Nursing, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the BBM Global Network. If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, treasured audience, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And we're connecting today about mindfulness for caregivers with coach, speaker, and workshop retreat leader, Diane Yeo. And Diane was saying to me that she is eager to share with all of us some tools next, because we both know that, okay, it's fine to talk about what we have on attitudes and strategies and stuff at a high level, but it's also how do we equip you who are with us today or listening afterwards with some tools that you can have serve as takeaways into your life. So Diane, go for that next, and we're eager to hear it.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol Ann. And so I know we have limited time, so I'd like to give you a few simple things that you could start to practice. First of all, most people's minds are very busy, so they're going nonstop from morning to night. And the biggest challenge is, or the biggest thing that people are doing, is pushing thoughts away and judging them. But what happens is, whenever we push a thought away and resist it, whatever you resist persists and it gets bigger. Mindfulness isn't about fixing a thought or pushing it. It's about noticing it. So a very, very simple thing, I said it in the last session, I'd like to repeat it because it's simple, that it's not about fixing a thought, but anytime you become aware the mind is thinking and wandered off during your day, pause and take a breath and let it be your anchor. It could be that in the morning, how do you start your morning? So if you're getting up and going to school, or if you're getting up and going to work or taking care of others, how we start our morning is key. And so what about when you get up and you take a shower? Be present. Be present as you're taking a shower. Notice the water falling over your skin. As you drink a cup of tea or coffee, be present with that. Maybe focus on what you're grateful for that day. As you're walking, can you start to be present with the body? Because most of the time, our mind is one place and our body is another. We're doing a task, but our mind isn't present. So any simple task that we're doing, we're practicing being present. And what happens as we do this is we start to find more meaning in our day. And I hear it all the time from my clients. It's not some big, huge thing that needs to happen. It's finding these simple moments in our day and being present, including what about when we're driving? Do you ever notice that, you know, you'll get home and go, oh my gosh, I don't even remember driving. I don't even remember how I got here. So mindful driving means that we're actually present as we're driving. So it means when we're doing things, we're being present as we're doing them. That these are just a few little examples that are doable.
That are doable, right? And beable, if there were such a word, because it really says these are things we all do of a day. Yes. So we're not lopping a bunch of extras. And we're also drawing from a core to your approach, Diane, which is that we're not looking out there necessarily for others to fix us, but we're finding perhaps the resourcefulness from within to locate ways of being that can really, as you said, calm the body's nervous system, bring us back always to presence or being in the present moment. Therein lies the art, doesn't it? And before we talk about, you know, what you may have learned about yourself, because I'm sure you have as an introspective person, were there any other tools or notions that you want to make sure that we impart here?
Okay, so of course, meditation is a big part of my practice. So the beauty of a meditation is this, that it takes the mind to deeper levels and releases a lot of stress. So if you have a lot of stress or not, you don't have to have high stress levels. Meditation is one of the most effective ways to reduce stress and still the mind. And there's so many doctors recommending this now because it's true and it works. Having said that, some people go, oh, I can't meditate, I've got too many thoughts, or it doesn't matter if you have lots of thoughts or few. When I started meditating, like I mentioned, I had a lot of anxiety and I had a lot of thoughts. A great place to start is start with short meditations, you know. It could be 2 minutes, it could be 5 minutes. There are so many excellent apps out there now. Insight Timer is a free app. And it has thousands of meditations on it. Some of mine are on there as well that you'll find. And so it's so accessible. We don't have to spend money to do this. And it's simply a matter of just checking it out. And the beauty is you can't do it wrong. You can't do it wrong. And also, if you go on YouTube, I've got lots of meditations there. And I'm happy to support you and guide you. I was very intimidated by meditation. Meditation is also powerful because we're taking time to be with ourselves. Most people are going nonstop from the time they wake up to the time they go to bed. If we don't take any time to stop and be, we will feel overwhelmed, stressed, and unfulfilled because we're constantly going and looking on the outside for fulfillment when the depth of fulfillment lies within us. Meditation is the guiding word to that.
I love how you also help us to understand meditation and mindfulness more clearly, Diane, because you know there are a lot of myths and misnomers out there about what it is and how much is involved, right? Again, I really picked up on the 1 or 2 minutes right? You're not really talking about things that have to be above and beyond our A to Z or A to Z, depending on how you call that list of tasks, but instead just incorporated in gentle ways into people's lives. And as we eventually approach our next wee pause, I actually encourage coaches, both of us, and you know, speaking with our audience, that people are undoubtedly noting some tremendous takeaways that can be implemented into their lives. I have regular listeners who take notes. Sometimes they actually just listen, but other times they take lots of notes. And my next request before our pause will be to think about two or three simple things that you will be and or do a little now that you have been learning from Diane Yo that meditation and mindfulness need not be treated like tasks onto a laundry list. So stay tuned for more, because this is your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're talking on the Conscious Caregiver Show today, featured on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
MJ Domit is the owner of Expect to Be Empowered, a company whose specialty is empowering people to live their best life by following their heart and accepting themselves unconditionally. After studying and making personal changes, MJ now focuses on giving others tools for self-empowerment. She provides individual and group workshops for people who are physically, emotionally, and spiritually blocked. Inspired by her work at Expect to Be Empowered, MJ authored the book Waves of Blue Light, Heal the Heart and Free the Soul, with accompanying empowerment cards. She is a Spirit Book of the Year Gold Medal Living Now Book Award winner. And her book is a number one Amazon bestseller in spirituality and was a 2012 Gold Medal winner recognized as the Living Now Spirit Book of the Year. An inspirational speaker, MJ will show you how you can repurpose every area of your life. Your life did not just happen to you. You chose it, which means you can change it. Visit www.expecttobeempowered.com or call 866-264-8024.
Thank you for your abiding support of this show by choosing to tune in each week. You know how much you're appreciated out there, and this is The Conscious Caregiver. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we are today with Diane Yo, who has been sharing with us her experiences personally and through her studies, plus lived experience with caregiving, attitudes and mindsets, plus strategies and tools, all designed really to be able to incorporate mindfulness practices into our daily lives without having it to become just, you know, another thing to do on an already too long list daily. So, Diane, I think you have learned a lot about yourself along the way of all of these years, 25 at least, that you have been in the field of mindfulness, whether we're serving today caregivers or folks in general. Mm-hmm. So I would be curious what you've learned about yourself through all of this lived experience.
Oh my goodness. I'm continually learning every day, and that's what brings such joy to my life. And you know, even as a teenager, I was a seeker. My brother and my mom took me to a meditation believe it or not. I was interested, but it wasn't the right time. But throughout my life, I had a really low self-esteem. I was never good enough, always trying to be perfect, you know. And then as an adult, it got worse, you know. So always looking outside in my work, relationships, anything on the outside to find peace and happiness. And it was painful, you know, because I was never good enough. Life was never good enough. And I wanted it to be different, and I didn't know how. And so I'm really grateful that that I did start taking the journey inward. And what I think my main focus now is I do have a lot of peace. And that doesn't mean that I don't have days where emotion doesn't arise or challenging things don't come into my life. They do. That's part of being human. The big difference right now for me is that I'm kinder and gentler with myself, because I was so critical and judgmental, and or if I wasn't feeling good, I should be feeling different, and always comparing. And you know, life is challenging enough on its own without having these inner voices, these critics, you know. And so I often think what I talk to my best friend or a loved one, like I talk to myself, and I wouldn't. The answer is no, not a chance. And so for me, it continues to be an evolution of and an experience of there's nothing I need to fix about myself, and there's a whole lot I can love and get to know. And so a lot of times we can push down the parts that we don't like about ourselves, and that's called the shadow side. And what if we actually took time to even look at that, you know, to actually love the parts that aren't feeling enough today, to love the parts that just feel a bit worn out, and go, okay, it's okay. It's okay. We're not machines. We're not robots. We're human beings going through life as best as we can. And it's been a journey, and it continues to. And a mindfulness practice has given my life meaning and purpose now, because I get to explore life with curiosity. And that's what mindfulness is about having a curiosity like a child has. You know, a child is like, oh, wow, look at that. Look at that. Gee, look at that tree over there. Look at that. You know, that's what it gives. It gives life.
Life and meaning and passion, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I didn't have it, Carolyn. For most of my life, I did not have this. And I longed for it. And I didn't know it was within me.
You know, those are some pretty profound statements that you're making just within what you learned about yourself alone. We could do a show about the shadow, I'm thinking. And your encouragements for everybody listening today are so potent. Funny enough, one of the angel cards I drew from my favorite deck, as I do daily, three of them, was enchantment, like taking a perspective of awe on the world.
I love
and
that.
So isn't that cool? Synchronistic with your appearance, I'm thinking. So let's make sure, before we do anything else, now, you've given us lots today, and I want people to know, where can they find out more about you, Diane? Please let us know the places.
Oh, sure. So my website is dianeyo.com. That's dianeyeo.com. And if you go on my website, you can receive just enter your email and receive Mindful Mondays. It's a really inspirational every Monday morning you get it. People really love that. Follow me on Facebook, Diane Yo Mindfulness. I have a lot of videos and meditations on YouTube. Like I mentioned, Insight Timer has some of my videos. So, and if there are any questions that you have as a result of this talk, please feel free to email me as well. You can contact me through my website. I'd love that.
So they could go to your website to contact you as well, right? If they do
want to learn
more. Can you please spell your website one more time just for people who want to get it down?
Sure. It's dianeyeo.com.
Very good. Very good, Diane. I seriously encourage folks to go there because I did. And I saw the richness, as I alluded to earlier today. There is much there. And I probably will go for your, what did you call it, Mindful Mondays, right? To put in my own email and receive this because I thoroughly enjoyed the you had a YouTube called The Spiritual Warrior or something of that sort that shared your own life lessons. And that is amongst the things that I've appreciated from you today, where you have shared transparently from your own life. And for anybody who's curious, well, what's that one about with Diane? She's talking about her own journey in the past sort of couple of years and what she experienced as a result of a concussion. I just thought it was fascinating personally. Yeah. So there's a lot that is available that can help people quite apart from accessing you to learn more about your coaching, your speaking, your retreats and workshops. So Diane, you stand by for your proper thank you. And we're just going to do our last pause going into this top of the hour. So right now it's the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio along with iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Master of words, powerful player. What life-changing words can Dr. Janet Smith Warfield pull out of her magical toolbox that just might mysteriously open a door you never knew was there? A door to free yourself from fear forever. Transform your rage into right action. Release your guilt. Position you into a life of freedom, purpose, passion, power, and peace. All quite suddenly, unexpectedly, and almost miraculously, with no effort on your part. Join Dr. Janet every Monday at noon Eastern on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on the BBM Global Network as she and her guests show you how words map our experiences, immersing you in a sound bath that relaxes your muscles, opens your mind, and supports you in co-creating your extraordinary life. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
So everyone, thank you for staying on. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We've had with us today Diane Yeo, and we've been speaking about mindfulness for caregivers, and she has been sharing from her coaching, speaking, workshop and retreat leadership experience about this important subject today. And speaking of important, it is really core to my value system to tender sincere thanks. So, Diane, where do I start? I think I go back right to July. Yes, that's 3 months before the airing of this broadcast. And as a radio show host, I cannot even begin to express how meaningful to me have been your proactivity and your willingness. I know you know this, but it feels pertinent to say in a world where so many folks these days do not honor their word or fulfill their commitments. From moment one, you've been diligent and enthusiastic, on top of your promises, and you provided those, by the way, well before I needed what was called for. And again, this may seem a small thing for those listening. I assure you, it is an extremely large thing to share this space with someone so organized and integrity-based. And I would suggest, Diane, that your readiness speaks volumes about you and your business. So I have personally no hesitation to recommend you and your services to everyone out there listening live or via replay. In fact, I recently learned that 5% of our audience is located in Australia. Imagine, that's quite the reach for a couple of Canadians. And undoubtedly, we thank our Aussies heartily. Whether it's Diane in London, Ontario, or me in Toronto, we are really glad that you tuned in. And please do make sure to check out her guided meditations and so much more. As clients have remarked about Diane, her coaching gifts are life-changing. And I thank you again for agreeing to offer the richness of your wisdom for the benefit of all of us, Diane Yo. And that includes me. So, with gratitude, we now move into previewing next week a little bit. And Canadian Thanksgiving has come and gone, but we're going to start equipping our American audience with the tools and techniques to withstand the upcoming holiday season. Today's theme on mindfulness for caregivers certainly lays a foundation. And next week we have on tap a topic called Rejuvenation for Caregivers, a title which combines our guests' expertise on yoga, self-care, journaling, and aroma freedom. And she uses essential oils to balance out emotions, amongst other purposes. And so I see via the online newsletters to which I subscribe that we are having growing references to 2020 as the end to another decade. Wow. I think that's not a moment too soon to also remind you that you can always book your own free confidential readiness session with me via carolanne@carolannehamilton.com, or you can go to my website of copingwithuncopableparents.com to catch any of the missed programs that you might want to access. Archives are located under self-help or health at boldbravemedia.com under shows and the conscious caregiver. You can even just input shows. We're on channel 100 there, and you can go by days of the week, which are listed at Bold Brave Media, to exactly locate the archives. I think today was something like show number 56. So either way, I always like to say, you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregivers Show. See you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.